We're going to go now to our director of online services, Kent Osborne, and also host of Tech Radio. Kent, you're in Rapid City at the Rapid City
Plaza Civic Center.
Plaza Civic Center. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And it is high school wrestling. And I tell you, when it started, I got hooked watching all eight mats, and time flies. This is a fast-moving tournament.
It's nutty. I'll tell you, this is, I've been covering wrestling tournaments for a long time, but I wasn't in on this 25 years ago. The last time combined A and B was together, and that was here in Rapid City, the very last time this happened. So in 25 years, this hasn't happened, and it's, what an atmosphere. It's amazing.
Okay, and so A and B, everything's combined, and we are streaming every match.
Yes, it's just like there's an A tournament and a B tournament going on all at once, like it normally would if it were the B were in Aberdeen and the A were in Sioux Falls or Rapid City, except all the mats are on the floor of the Rapid City Plaza Civic Center. So there's eight mats out there. They're all butted up next to each other. And, if you can imagine, it just sort of fits on the floor, just barely. And the spectators are on the upside, on the upper deck part of that. And it's quite an atmosphere.
And we have a camera on. So, I mean, talk a little bit about the technology that's being used to pull this off.
Sure. So we have cameras on every mat or sitting mat side. There's a laptop computer that actually scores the match. And then the camera is hooked into that as well. So that data flows from mats 1 through 8. Up to another laptop up where I'm sitting at the head table. And that computer sends those off basically to the cloud and then eventually to YouTube, where people can watch these live. The neat part is, so at the table, it's overlaid with the score and who's wrestling and all the particulars about the match who's coming up, maybe one on the mat next door. So there's all kinds of information being streamed graphically as well. It's not just the camera, but all that data kind of is centralized, and there's a website that collects all that data. It's called trackwrestling.com, and they do, as you can imagine, a lot of tournaments all over the U.S. This happens to be one of them, but you can go to the webpage, pull up a set of brackets, if you know, obviously who your son is or your nephew or whoever you're following. If you're following a team, you can see what map's coming up. You can actually, in the bracket, just click on that person, and it'll take you to the camera that is on that match. It also records clips of those. So as soon as that match is over, the clip is uploaded back up to the web, and you go to that bracket again, and you can watch that. You can watch that match again, just almost not quite instantaneously, but all those, close to 900. I think it's 920 matches in the next 2 days will all be up on the web. Easily accessible for people to watch again after the live webcast.
Okay, and here's the feature that I like that you didn't mention. It explains what the point was.
Explain what?
It explains the point system as it happens. Why they got the point they got.
Yeah, it's quite an intuitive thing. It's the people that designed this really thought it out well. Certainly, we couldn't design a better thing, and that's why we went in with the system that it is and are using it. And man, it's just really working nice. Of course, there's a lot of moving parts here. You got, eight video systems on eight mats. It takes a lot of bandwidth, and it takes a lot of coordination, but we're in pretty good shape right now.
It seems to be working well, and you have hundreds of people watching at once, right?
Right. Yeah. So, earlier on mat one, which is kind of the default mat that people are being dumped into if they don't really choose a mat, there was close to 400 people on that watching that web stream, and then we're up probably around 100 people or so on the remaining mat. And you can pop in and see that if you go out to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/sdpb.org, and that's all spelled out, sdpb.org. The link's on our main webpage, too. So you can go to sdpb.org, click on the big wrestling thing, and it'll take you to the links to get to all this. But you can just browse all eight mats if you want to. Of course, tomorrow night, The HD truck that I happen to be sitting in right now, the first time state wrestling has been done in high definition, will be broadcasting live tomorrow night for the championship round. So you can obviously watch that online as well, sdpb.org/live tomorrow night.
Okay, live on SDPB Channel 1. You can watch the entire tournament, over 900 matches over the next 2 days.
Absolutely. Please do.
Okay. Kent Osborne, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program and explaining this technology today.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Kent Osborne is our Director of Online Services, and he joined us at the Rushmore Civic Center, Plaza Civic Center in Rapid City today. And again, we have links to this on our radio page as well, so you can go directly to the YouTube page and hear Kent explain this.